It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're here on Insight, but Jack Stogler isn't here. He's off tonight, so we'll be sitting in here, and we're talking to the, Fort Streetcar Classics, I believe. Yes, is that the name?
Yes.
Yep. It's a car club. Yeah. That's what everybody calls it, and that's okay with us, and I don't know if it's, I'm sure the technical name isn't that big a deal.
Perfectly fine, yep.
Yeah.
And when called you, worse.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. But not recently, of course.
Yeah, right.
But so we're talking about going to talk a little bit about the cruise in and the car club in general and a lot of things that are going on. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and if we get somebody else to come in, we'll let them introduce themselves too.
Sounds good. So I'm John Judy. I'm the club president. Might be a lifelong holding for me at this point.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not too bad. With some of our longstanding members, they pretty well run the show for me. I sign the paperwork, I guess.
I'm Randy Hoying, and I'm the club secretary.
So you do the real work?
No.
The treasurer does the real work? Somebody does the real work.
The treasurer does
the real work. I think it's probably the secretary.
Yeah.
the cruise in is coming up this Friday. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, and we'll go over some details again later.
Yeah, so this Friday night from 6 to 9, we'll be downtown Fort Recovery, so we're out here on the bricks. We'll actually be able to come down past FR Radio this year without having construction in the way. So
yep, that's good.
Looking forward to getting back on the street and having a good turnout. Hopefully the rain cooperates and stays away.
So. Usually when there's decent weather, if there's no rain, there's a lot of cars.
Yeah,
right. There's still cars if there is some rain.
Right,
nearly as many, and it's not as much fun as for the spectators, right, for sure. But
yep. We're pretty close to one of the first ones of the year. We kind of say that we kick off and we end the season with our two crews in, so everyone's kind of itching to get out by May, and the weather's been nice enough a couple times. They've had to mow grass, so it's time to clean cars, and hopefully they'll bring them out on Friday.
I hope so. So what's the weather looking like? I've seen several different things, and they're saying one station's saying there's going to be some rain, other one's saying it's going to break up, and I don't know. Do we know anything new?
I'm no weatherman. I just looked at it, though. It kind of like today, I think, a little bit maybe cooler than you might expect, but still nice. And then they said a chance of rain later is what I was seeing. So
yeah, we were supposed to be in rain yesterday, but we got a baseball game in.
Yeah,
And only got a little bit of drizzle. We got, it wasn't wet.
Yeah.
I don't think the diamond got wet at all. My equipment got a little damp, but I had towels over it, so it wasn't a big deal. We were just kind of thinking that we weren't going to get the game in at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're there either way, so we'll tough it out. If you're brave enough to come, we'll invite you in. We've got the IGA doing a food stand for us this time. Kind of a small change from previous years, but they'll be cooking up hamburgers, hot dogs, and
I just talked to them today. They weren't sure what all they were going to do, but maybe some brats. I'm just going to play it by ear, and probably if you have your request, we'll go back in and get you a steak.
Say you're here early enough.
Right down the spot.
So now go ahead and introduce yourself, Steve.
Steve Judy. Member of the car club as well.
Yep, just popped in. So
yep, just got here.
Yep, and so we'll take a quick little break, and we'll be back, and we'll get into real details and all of that. So we'll be back in just a minute or two.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking. Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 7th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 9 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars. Great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spinning the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 11th from 6 to 9.
Think that I did that completely wrong. I think I said May 11th, and it's May the 7th.
Right. Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah.
So we'll have to. I might have dragged and dropped the previous year in
there.
Sounds
right. Yeah, it's so, last year's date.
Yeah. So I'll get that straightened out here. So we're talking with the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club, and. Talking about the cruise in that's coming up this Friday that you just heard about with the wrong date you heard, but it'll be this Friday.
Yeah,
forget the date. You don't care what the date is. It's 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
In 2 days, we'll be looking at some pretty neat cars. You guys always have a lot of cars.
Yeah, I mean, 100's kind of the average, I would say. And if the weather plays right, we get 150 to 200 sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
The more the merrier.
Yep.
We'll take them all. Anybody that wants to come is more than welcome.
Yeah, and you were able to at least do basically the same type of thing last fall, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But in the spring, you weren't allowed to show, but you did do some cruising around town,
yes.
Which was awesome.
Yep. Last year with COVID, they wouldn't let us meet, so we did a cruise in May, so we kind of mapped out a route around town. It actually worked out. There was a birthday party on the route, and they had live bands, so we had music.
Entertainment while you're driving
It was pretty neat,
and then
saw several of the cars kind of parked places and kind of where people could go kind of.
I mean, our goal with the cruising, I mean, it's the merchants cruising, we call it, so the sponsors are all local businesses that we try to get to sponsor the awards that we give out. So we want to bring people into town. We want them to be here. We want them to eat at the bars, you know, grab a beer, you know, hit up the ice cream at Calps or Tin Cupboard, those places.
Yeah.
And also the museum's open. So
yes. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Have a little chance to see what Fort Recovery has to offer.
Yeah. And the museum Nancy Kanapke was on last week, and she was talking about that. And they really like doing that for them, and it gets people that, you know, they may just kind of wander in and wander back out,
right?
But they'll bring people later. Mm-hmm. There's been several people that she said that she's talked to over the years that came in on a Saturday or something sometime during the summer and said, we were here for the car show, but we didn't have time to really get a good look. So they came back and brought their family, And the regular businesses appreciate it. More people in town, even if they're not open, they're window shopping and see things in the boutique or whatever it might be that appeals to them, and they come back and it works really well for all of our businesses.
They help us out and let us kind of do our thing and have our good time. So we just try to return the favor, get people coming in.
And when everything, every entity in town is trying to help each other, it just builds everything.
Yeah, that's better. What makes it this area unique. I think there's just a lot of understanding of that and working together.
So, what all actually goes on with the car show?
So we do a $10 entry fee. We'll have a registration stand set up usually at the library. We kind of send every
cove there at the library.
Send everybody to the clock at Park Bank, formerly known as Second National.
And then before that, Fort Recovery Banking Company, one with the old clock.
So we set up there. I don't go back that far either. we have a DJ come in. So Slick and Rick, which they've been doing it for a couple decades now, probably ever since we started.
I was going to say 50 years. I don't remember anybody else ever doing it.
Yeah, the club is about
as the early to mid 80s when we started doing it.
About as old as I am. So.
As long as we've been doing it on the bricks.
I think even before that, they were doing them for the...
They may have been out there at
Bastard Park when we were doing car shows.
So, it might have been. So
this is actually... So they'll do May and October, but this will be their last year, so...
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, everybody's got to retire sometime.
They can retire from all the other stuff. They don't have to retire from this. This is fun.
You worked that out for us. We'd love to keep them.
Yeah, we'd love to keep them. They've done a terrific job for us over the years.
So we've got music playing on the street. We try to park them in a semi-orderly fashion. Sometimes it doesn't work. We do, at least from my perspective, I always feel bad. They like to come. Some people like to come early. Which is okay, but we do get a little hectic, especially on the Friday nights through town. Everyone's trying to get their banking in, get that stuff done. So if you are coming and you want to come a little early, that's okay, but we can't really park you and block streets right away. We've got to keep town functioning, so we'll throw that PSA out there.
Yeah, but streets are not closed until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, no, we probably do it around 5 or 5:30. We'll see what they'll let us do.
And a lot of it will depend on what actual traffic is, you know, the business
we just kind of block one way to kind of reduce the number if we need to. I mean, we try to accommodate everyone as much as we can. It just can get a little hairy, but, you know, so we do the $10 entry fee, so that helps the club raise money to do the things that we do as an organization, the things that I'm most proud of, I think. So we do a lot of local donations, Cancer Society, I don't know,
Randy.
Fire Department,
EMS. EMS, Historical Society.
Yep. The museum for being open, we make donations to them.
Camp Bearable.
Yeah, Camp Encourage now, right? But so we try to keep a lot of the funding that we do make local, so it has a better impact. One of the other focuses is scholarships. So we do an automotive scholarship every year. 1 to 2, 3, depending on how many kids apply. That field isn't as popular as it was in the past.
It needs to be.
We get a scholarship.
Right, I agree there.
People keep telling kids they have to go to college. You don't have to go to college to make a good living.
Trades are important.
Extremely important.
We try to promote that and promote the industry that way. So we're grabbing out 2 scholarships this year. With COVID, I don't think we did any last year, which was kind of unfortunate. But we're trying to get back on that. They'll be here hopefully Friday if they can make it to the cruise in, and we'll present them with the check and do that.
That's really good. Are you allowed to tell us who is?
We've got a Fort Recovery native in Luke Keller. And I think he's going to UNOH in Lima. So good for him. And then the other one would be St. Henry, Evan Bergerman, or his dad is part of Carriage Works. So big into the automotive industry. Big fan of mine. I've always enjoyed the vehicles they bring over. At least a handful every year. So he's paid that scholarship off and then some.
Every year, which
we always appreciate to see his stuff.
Doesn't one of them have a Hurst Olds?
Yes.
I was thinking that was Was that one of the twins, or
I don't? Yeah, it's one of the twins. It's either Don or Dave. I can't remember which one offhand.
I don't distinguish between them very well. I just know they're outstanding people, and you don't have, you know, if sometimes when you can't tell the difference between two people when you're looking at them, you can tell the difference when you're talking to them, because one of them is not necessarily nice all the time, but they're just really outstanding people, and they love cars.
Right.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And it's good to see a younger generation coming into it, too. They're following in their dad's footsteps.
Yep. So you've got the scholarship you do. Mm-hmm. Are there other things? You mentioned several things you do with the money. Do you try to keep a little bit each year for startup?
Yeah, I mean, that's
funds, or do you?
We try to clear houses about as much as we can. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to save some so that we've got enough for buying the awards and getting things kind of going each year. But we
and the posters and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
right.
But we pretty much clear the bank out. We usually do a Christmas party in February. And we'll kind of elect all of those. So this year was a little bit different because with the cruise-ins being the way they were, the cruise, we didn't collect anything. We just did it kind of as a service or as a replacement, a chance to get out. And then in October, we didn't actually collect any fees for that cruise-in because we didn't have awards. We decided to not do awards because the timeline we were kind of on again, off again, and it was too close.
Was it like maybe Tuesday of that week before you finally got the
approval? Yeah, it was really close.
I was thinking, was that what was going on?
We worked on it for a couple months with them, and then last minute they said, well, you can do it if you want to, and so we wanted to. So this year is a little bit more clear, back to kind of normal, but it's hard to know how much you can kind of give away and still afford to do the business side too. So we'll get back on that bandwagon again and try to make sure that those, because everyone's kind of hit, I think, with COVID. It's donations are probably down. I'm assuming businesses aren't generating maybe the money that they're used to. So we want to try to get back to.
Some of the restaurants have done extremely well.
Right.
Some of them haven't. And lots of the regular stores, shoe stores, clothing stores, this, that, and the other thing, had all kinds of problems because nobody was allowed to go in the stores.
Yeah, if you don't have an online service, you're kind of out of luck there.
Yeah. And like the restaurants with drive-thrus did great. Mm-hmm. The ones that didn't, people had to stop, get out, go in. Yeah. That slows everything down and makes it's a little inconvenient, and people want convenience when they're doing that. So
hopefully the cruising can be kind of a sign of the change in the tide.
Yep.
We're not quite there maybe in Governor DeWine's book, but without getting too political,
just get people
maybe
back in town, get them back in the stores for a night, let everybody know what's still here, what's going on, and what you're doing.
Get the I guess you call it festival season started off.
Right, exactly.
Get that, because a month from now, I guess 4 weeks, 5 weeks from now, we're doing the Taste of the Town and the Jubilee, a really, really good test run, see what works, see what doesn't work,
and get back to normal,
and show the health department that something like this, you can have a bunch of people and the world doesn't end.
Right. So,
and I know the health department is on that side, but their hands are tied by state, and what happens in Cleveland and Cincinnati and Columbus kind of gets rolled onto us, even though we don't have anywhere near that dense a population.
Everybody's got a job to do, and we're not trying to be us against them in any way. Yeah. It's just,
and I think anybody that's talked to our health department understands that they understand.
Yep.
They don't love it because they know we're a different situation from the big cities, but we still have to go by the same rules because they can't start breaking it down. So, so it's anyway. That's enough political.
Yeah,
we griped enough there. So, you were talking about you have your annual meeting. How many members do you have, and can people just join in, or what goes on there with membership, and how many do you have?
So we do have dues or fees annually. We have
I would say probably about 25.
Yeah, roughly
25 to 30 range. Yeah,
yeah. Members
plus significant others usually are throwing
right.
They help out quite a bit.
And kids, and so like my situation. So my dad Jack was always in the car club. It was just part of what he did. So I think I was an unofficial member of Car Club for a lot of years.
From the time of year two?
Yeah.
Well, pretty well so.
You know, I was thinking more of when I was actually helpful and, you know, wasn't worried about just running around on Fridays and Saturday nights. But, so, I mean, it's open to anyone. If they want to join, they can just get a hold of any of us, or if you know, if you're on Facebook and you're thinking about it, you can send us a message and we can talk about it.
Yeah, what's your Facebook page?
Fort Street Car Classics.
Yep,
right. Is the name of the page. Actually, Steve and I manage it, so we'll see the messages if they want to go that route. We do meet monthly,
second Tuesday of the month.
Yep, at Brick Street normally.
Yep, they're very accommodating.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Start at 8. So if you want to come in and.
A lot gets done every month.
Yeah, you go to all the meetings, right?
Right.
So, and that's the thing. I mean, we're not real big on, you know, there's nothing that you have to do super special to be in the club.
Yeah.
We don't require you to have any kind of car. I mean, there's nothing, I don't know if there's any real.
There's no real requirements. Just right. Showing interest just in cars.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. You know, we ask that they help us out, you know, cruise in time, come in and help park cars or whatever, and you know, just be part of the community with us, and that's so it's pretty minimal. I don't even know.
We go as a group. We go to several car shows throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
We do, you know, like you said, Camp Encourage. If they're doing that again this year, we always go over there and bring a bunch of cars and
let all the
kids get in and ride. You know, we take them around the loop out there and let them ride with us. I mean, there's stuff we do as a club, and you know, we don't expect participation, but it is greatly enjoyed, and it's a lot of fun doing it.
I mean, really, it's just a bunch of car guy friends that started to do something productive with their free time and maybe needed a night away from the wife. I'm not sure how that started. But, you know, it's just grown
into... But now the wives are involved, so...
It's grown into the organization where all the families are involved, and, like, Steve talked to you, we'll go to Columbus, and you guys will go to some other ones.
Right.
Or, like, Louisville, there's the Street Rod Nationals, they call it, in August.
Yep.
So I'll load up my wife and kids on usually Friday and head down. These guys will head down on Thursday, and we'll all usually get hotels in the same kind of area, and we'll be going out to eat. And it's one of those, when you go to a car show like that farther away, it's always nice to have kind of a buddy system, you know, so you've got a group of cars that are kind of rolling together. We avoid some of the highways, a little bit more of the scenic route, so because we enjoy driving the cars as much as we do cleaning them or looking at them, and so...
Well, I enjoy driving them. I don't enjoy cleaning them. I don't mind them being clean.
When they're done,
I just don't do it.
I don't like it. I mean, it's kind of a unique club, in my opinion, to be part of, because it to me, it's more than just the cars. There's a lot more to it than that.
So if a person, a family or something, and they're thinking about maybe that they like that kind of thing, and they're eventually going to get something... someday,
sure.
They can be in the club.
Yeah,
sure.
They don't have to have a car.
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't get judged.
Well, I mean,
your car's not good enough, so you can't be in our club now.
Nothing like that, really. I mean, and even then, I mean, there are a number of people that are close friends or in the group that go to the car shows with us that aren't necessarily in the club. I mean, there's no real pushback either way, I guess, in my opinion or my view. But it's just.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah, right. Yep. I mean, the more people we get into it, if we've got more local people going to it. I mean, there's the Salina area
car enthusiast.
Car enthusiasts. So they have a Facebook group there that kind of hits more of Salina area, a little bit bigger, and I think they're a little bit looser, but still a group. And so,
do they do car shows?
They
or?
Did a couple.
They've helped host a show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did some at the fair. I think they had came in.
We did the one big one at the fairgrounds during the Mercer County Fair a few years ago. They had Danny, what's his name, from Counts Customs.
Yeah.
Came out. His band performed that night, so he came up.
And
he had a TV show on History Channel for a while, or whatever.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, there's other clubs, you know, and what Maria Stein's got more of a Chrysler group.
Archbridge Cruisers over in Portland.
Archbridge Cruisers. I know every time that we have a car show, I see
all the jackets.
I see jackets, and when I'm looking at the
placards,
in the windows, there's a whole bunch of Archbridge Cruisers.
We like those guys.
Yep, and same thing. They have their shows there in downtown Portland. We go over there for those.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's really good that clubs like that support each other in, right. you know, when they put on a show, they know there's X number of cars for coming from Fort Recovery, no matter what. And when we put one on, I was thinking that maybe one of the last few, there was something going on in Dunkirk or somewhere else in Jay County where a lot of them couldn't come, but I might be thinking of something different. But
yeah, sometimes on that Saturday show, there'll be something in the middle or earlier in the day, so a lot of guys will try to do both. Or they'll be, you know, too tired after one and not want to make the drive. But yeah, usually that Saturday show, so there's always something earlier in the day.
Yep.
And then they end up here in the evening.
Well, let's take another break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the Cruise Inn and the things going on. Be back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Ains be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Ains take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Here are the softball and baseball games coming up the rest of this week for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, the ladies will travel to New Bremen, and the boys will host New Bremen, and that game will be broadcast live on Fort Recovery Radio. Saturday, our Lady Indians will travel to Sydney Layman for a game starting at 11 a.m., and the boys will host Marion Local in an MAC makeup game starting at 2. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you can't get there in person, we'll bring you as many games as we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with the Fort Street Car Classics representatives here. We got Steve and John Wendell.
Judy.
Yeah, why did I say Wendell? Anyway, so I might as well just give up. So we have officers.
Right.
Judy, smile. I don't, anyway.
We got Randy here, too.
Yeah, so. And Randy. So we got the guys representing the club, and we're talking about the Cruise Inn coming up this Friday, and we've talked about that a little bit, and we'll get back to some details on that in a little while. I know a lot of people really like the neat old cars. Mm-hmm. How hard are they to find? Where do you find them? If somebody thinks they want to get like a Camaro, a Barracuda, whatever they think, or even something a little newer that's an interesting car, you guys, number one, whatever you think you want to show off, you're allowed to bring it because, you know,
So
they had a Tesla last one.
If you got it and you think it's neat, we'll look at it.
We'll let you come up, bring it up.
Yeah. And so where would somebody, and what kind of money, hassle, kind of stuff like that is involved if somebody decides they want that? Or is it just the pure luck
if you define it? I mean, do you want it rock and roll ready to go, or do you want something to put money, you know, put your own time and money into?
Yeah.
And that's the big decider, is how much work you want to do. I mean, you can get them cheap, but if you get it cheap, it's probably going to require
lots and lots of
wax side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the neat thing about
the whole car hobby, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different avenues. You can go rat rod and put, mm-hmm. you know, less than $1,000 into a car and
yeah.
and still have something that's drivable.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you know, you can go whole hog wild. You see $250,000 cars out yeah. there.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, everybody has their own taste.
Yep.
And
yep. When I win the lottery, I'm getting me an Auburn Accord and a Duesenberg.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You better hit it
yeah.
big.
Yeah. 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 I think it's $245 million now. That yeah. ought to cover a couple of them.
That'll get you started.
But yeah, I spoke to one guy that was at the Fall One, and he had a 55 Cadillac convertible.
Oh, nice.
Which he did no work on. Except he cleaned it before he came over.
Right.
And that suited him fine. He appreciates it. He yep. loves it. But he, number one, doesn't have the time, doesn't have the skill,
yeah.
and doesn't have the patience to do the work. But they appreciate it. But then there's guys like you guys that take them from either stock or junk and turn them into... awesome.
Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because, like, I am probably the least mechanically inclined of the Judys. There are three of us in my family anyway, where, you know, Tom owns his own shop. Well, Ravenwood Fab just out of Greenville. We'll give him a plug as a sponsor.
Yeah, that's on the Children's Home Road.
Yeah. So instead of going towards Walmart, if you turn the other way on Children's Home Bradford, he's down there.
Go west, yep.
So he's got a shop where he's building cars left and right. He's fortunately booked out for at least a year, if not longer.
No, he's
projects.
Building classic cars, or is he?
So he's
does he have a body yeah. shop like Carriage Works?
He has yeah. his. He has his shop.
It's his shop.
It's mostly a fabrication shop.
Right.
He's,
yeah.
Okay.
He'll do some body work. He doesn't necessarily want to paint as much. He has painted. He'll paint. Certain scenarios, but he's built everything from 35 Chevys to, well, he redid Laverne Weitzel's pickup truck. Used to be the pink yep. pickup mm-hmm. truck. He yep. redid that.
Yeah.
He's built a couple trucks, a 264 Fords here. One of them is a 4x4 that's got a lift kit and, you know, 35-inch tires or whatever they are. And the other one's got airbags and it lays the frame on the ground.
Yep.
Wow. So he'll do just about anything. I think he's got a 65 Challenger in the shop
yeah,
right
he's been
now.
Working on challenges.
So people that want things done
yeah.
that they can't necessarily do themselves or have the equipment to do.
That's a choice too, where, you know, if you can find the car, you know, it depends. So like the pickup trucks, for example, was, you know, the guys, I think dad or grandpa had these trucks when he grew up.
Yeah.
He found two of them that he thought were a good deal, so he picked them up. And then now he's paying someone to build them. So
yeah.
He'll invest more in that than what, say, like Steve, if we use his, he's got a 53-panel truck
mm-hmm.
that dad had. He has taken it over where, you know, he did a pretty mild, I call it mild because I didn't have to work on it, but pretty mild
right.
dry chain rebuild and did some stuff, you know, where... Yeah. So now he's got a really nice driver that
yeah.
I would say falls on the cheaper side of the spectrum when
right.
you talk, especially, you know, 53 would be considered a hot rod in my book. So, I mean, you get older. The older you yeah. get, the kind of the value kind of starts to go the other way.
Yep.
Yeah, now I got a 71 Suburban I'm working on now where it was, you know, it was a running and driving truck when I got it, and it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it looks good for what it is, but I'm going through it now and just updating it, brakes and suspension right. work and stuff like that.
I love to see the 53 panel truck driving around.
I've been in town with it the last 2 days. I said, I love driving it. My son adores that truck. That's all he wants to do is driving the panel truck. So
yeah, why wouldn't he?
It doesn't take a lot of twisting of the arm to get the panel truck out and drive.
Yeah,
startle me young.
Yep, yeah. he loves that thing. Just buckle him up there in the front seat. Don't have to worry about airbags, and he's along for the ride.
Yep.
He loves it.
I will say, as a younger generation, if I'm allowed to say that at 36, but I'm a little bit jealous of the Laverne's and even Randy here, where they've had some of their cars probably longer than I've been alive, if not close to you.
Right.
I would say that's probably true. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't necessarily do all the math on the inflation, but, you know, they would buy, you know, Laverne could buy a $3,500 Camaro. That's yeah. now a $30,000 or $40,000 car, give or take.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting. So, like, for me, if you want to talk about, so I have a 1985 Suburban that I got for less than $5,000 close to 5 years ago, and I've slowly put money into it basically every year I do some kind of modification that I think is necessary, and I can convince my wife to let me afford. You know, so now I'm looking at this weekend where we're ripping the whole drivetrain out. We're putting new motor, transmission, and everything in it to make it more drivable when I've been driving it for 5 years, you know. So,
yep.
But it's a slower build, and it's on my timeline and my budget versus maybe someone who might be a little bit more well off and would just pay for something that was already done.
Yep. So what I'm thinking here is, you know, there's one big advantage to even if you don't have the vehicle yet, being in the car club, so that you have connections to who can do what.
Yeah,
because right, like Tom right. can do all those things right. that you were talking about. I don't know if he still does it, but Laverne always did interiors, and somebody else does this, somebody else does that.
It's just the knowledge that's there. How many people still have a car that has a carburetor on it?
Yeah.
You know, that's my two. I got two of them.
Yeah.
You know, that actually work on them. And, you know, I don't know a lot about them, but I know a bunch of guys that do.
Yes.
And when I have issues, I can go to that. You know, I have a friend of mine. We just went up to Michigan and picked up a 1959 Edsel for him.
Ooh.
You know, he, no prior history. He got a stimulus check, and always wanted an old car. So he looked on the internet and searched around and around and found one he liked and
bought it.
We went up and picked it up. And so now another little side project to work on with him to try to get it
so
where he wants it.
Just by knowing somebody that knows how to do the things that he wants to get done.
The whole trip was based around my schedule. He's like, I want you to go with me. You know more about this stuff than I do. So whenever you're free, tell me and we'll go look at it.
Yep.
And of course, we brought a trailer and money, so we came home with it.
Yeah, there's probably a few people around that can do all of that stuff, but very few. It's good to know. That,
or even just where to get started sometimes. I'm more of a technology driven generation where I can Google it, but if you don't know what to Google, it doesn't matter. And so, you know, there are some things where it's like you can just run it. You know, it's always good to have friends that know. These guys have put a lot of time around their cars they've built.
And if they don't know, they know who to talk to.
Yeah. Because they've had to go through it. Yeah. Right. They've had to figure it out.
If they're not a guy, they got a guy.
Yeah. And that's a good thing for people that might want to be an owner someday and they're not, but just get in the car club and they can help you.
Right. I think, too, our club, I mean, something that I guess they probably did. I mean, I've heard some stories of Jim Shooter's shop and how they've worked out there until, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning so that they could leave for a show at 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, back when these guys were maybe a little bit younger, and Steve and I have done, we've done week-long
car show crunches,
thrashes where, you know, we'll spend more time in the garage than we will at home to get ready.
Yep.
And so I don't know if we ever stayed up till three, but
I have.
We put up some time.
Anyway. 3 o'clock was an early night back in those days.
Well, I remember a few of those when we had the 39 Chevy, Dad and Little John and Laverne, and I think you at some point, I don't know if you were around when we had the 39, but I mean, you know, a garage full of guys out there.
That's the first street rod I ever rode in.
Yeah. You know, a garage full of guys trying to get this street rod running so we could leave in 2 days to go to Syracuse or Minnesota or wherever we were
going. And where I was going with that, I guess, was something that we got into. So once our dad had passed away, he had a Suburban that he had been building and collecting parts for decades. I mean, I hardly remember it even coming home and leaving for the first time, let alone it being there. But we got those guys together again to build that car so that we could get it on the road kind of in his honor for Mom and that situation there. And those, you know, 10 or 12, I mean, it took us a lot of years just because it's a lot of work to build a car. If you've never built one before, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's rewarding, don't get me wrong, and it's fun. But to have that mindset and that crew, we got a lot of the guys from the club and friends would come out. I mean, one Saturday, I think we had 15 people at the shop. You know, we ordered pizza, we hung out, and we built a car, you know. And so I think a lot of us took away from that. We're like, man, we should do this more. You know, it gets into the winter, and, you know, maybe so-and-so shop's not real great for working on whatever they need to work on. But if they have a project, you know, well, let's bring it somewhere or let's get it in here and let's just tool on it for a weekend. And, you know, I think I would like to see us maybe get back to that a little bit more. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not necessarily a club thing as much as a friend thing. But that was really cool. And I think, you know, for someone who's unsure or someone who's new to it, I think – being part of the club, even if it's just around the club and you don't want to get in the club or whatever, like, there are a group of people that will give you the shirt off their back to help you work on a car because we just like to do it.
Yeah.
And if it's your money that you're spending on,
even better.
It's even easier, you know? But
I'll buy you all the parts you want with your money.
There's such a knowledge there, which is why I think we're all a little bit jealous of Tom, because that's what he gets to do every day, right? Someone else pays for the parts, and he gets to put them together. So,
But he didn't get to keep the vehicles. Yeah. But no, that's true. That part's nice.
You got to put test miles on them, though.
Yeah. Good idea.
You got to make sure everything works. Make sure the tires are good.
Yep. Yeah. Let's take another quick break here. We'll come back, and we'll kind of go over anything else we need to run through, and then make sure we get all the details again on the cruise in coming up this Friday. We'll be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
Welcome back to Insight without Jack Stogler tonight. And we're talking about the Cruise Inn coming up and the car club. But anything else about the car club in general or cars in general we didn't get to?
Well, we're encouraging everybody to come out. Doesn't matter if it's motorcycle, antique, classic, street late rod, model. Hot rod, late model. Everybody's welcome.
Anything that's car vehicles of interest.
Yep. If you don't have one, just come check them all out.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorite things. I love looking at the old cars.
Yeah.
And
just stop and talk to one of the guys. Ask them a couple of questions about their car. It's,
yeah. They love to talk about their cars. They do. Especially the ones that worked on them, but even somebody that just spent a lot of money on one that was ready to go. Yep,
they bought it for a reason.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Yeah.
There's usually a story behind every one of them.
Yeah, and even the rat rods in their own way are beautiful.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
a lot of creativity in some of those.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's it's kind of a different kind of art from from a perfect brand new Tesla or a 55 right. Cadillac or a beautiful the panel trucks that you guys have. You know, those things are all, every one of them is unique and different. And I just love to see all that stuff.
Yep.
But kind of give us a rundown on the recap of the cruise in. So the time and the place and who can be in it.
We're downtown Fort Recovery on Friday night, May 7th. Well, 6 to 9, we'll have Main Street blocked off from the stoplight all the way down to what was formerly known as Pack-a-Sack, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I think they're the building's still there, but they're not.
So we'll have the street blocked off all the way there. So we'll be on the bricks. Well, $10 entry fee if you've got a vehicle. Spectators are free. Feel free to come. We'll have Slick and Rick playing some music for us in the background, make some announcements. I know most of the bars, I don't know exactly what the specials are, but I know last year Brick Street had a special.
Yeah, they kind of did their own special menu for the night because it's a busy night for them. So.
Yeah.
As far as I know, all the other businesses, most of the businesses should all be open.
Yeah.
So stop in, say hi to everybody.
North End will have, they usually do, I think, steaks on Friday, so they'll have their special. Not sure if the 10 cupboard will be open or not. We'll have IGA doing food for us as well.
IGA will be cooking out back.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
be cooking out in the parking lot, and they probably would even take requests if you want to figure out how to eat a steak dinner,
we'll
not sitting
that
in
up
a restaurant.
You want a strip?
I'm sure it'll be.
If your money's good, I'm sure.
I'm sure it'll be pizzas or not pizza, but hamburgers, hot dogs, and probably brats. So
whatever they can grill up. And then we've got and I just want to throw out Mercer County Awards this year. They did our dash plaques for us, so that was a change. Got a new look to them, so if you get here early enough, I think we've got like 100 of them to give out.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see those. We did do new mugs, so pretty exciting. It's kind of a facelift what we've done. They redesigned those, so I'm pretty happy.
Anybody and everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
We'll be hoping for nice weather.
We'll be doing a 50-50 during the whole show. So look for that. All that money goes back to the club. It goes back out to our sponsorships and the donations we make every year.
Yep. So one of my favorite events in the whole year is the two cruise ins that you guys have, because it just, I get to see the cool old cars again. And
as long as that rain stays away, we should be looking pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be cool, but should be a lot of people out. A lot of people are excited for this year to get back to the car shows.
Yeah. And how far away do you have people coming from?
Oh, gosh.
20 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles?
Yeah, so Friday, I mean, that hour window, because just being on a Friday night, I think it's a little different. But if we do the ones on Saturday in October, we've had some people from Cincinnati direction.
We've had a couple guys, Cincinnati, Florence area, drive up.
Right.
Toledo, Columbus area.
Yep.
Yeah, so a couple
now
hours.
How do they know about those from that, this show from that far away?
Well, we do. The club goes down to a show in Cincinnati every fall, and I'm sure they have flyers and pass them out there. And I think it's a lot of word of mouth.
You know,
there's, I remember several times living in Dayton, coming home on Friday and following cars up from the Dayton area, going to the cruise in. So I know the word gets out, and not social media. I mean, there's several Facebook pages that I've posted it on.
I didn't even think about that. Nowadays,
yeah, it gets out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think we put a post out one day, what was that, Sunday or Monday maybe, and it's like 4,000 people.
That's 4,000 interactions already through Facebook.
Yep.
Makes it too easy.
If you were trying to sell them something and swindle them, that's not such a good thing. But when you're giving them a great service, we're just selling you a good evening.
If you've got kids and you're not sure about them running through cars, I think they'll do great. And like I said, we've got the museum open. There's just lots of stuff around Fort Recovery that I think.
Yeah, the visitor center's open. The museum will be open, so
it's a good chance to kind of highlight, you know, what Fort Recovery has to offer.
Right. Yep.
Yep. You can see the new. I don't even know if they turned the new lights on at the monument. I know they got them installed.
They're going to be officially turned on the 28th, which is a Friday. With a Memorial Day service.
That's right.
So they're going to do the Memorial Day service and turn that on.
In the fall, come back and see the new lights.
But they may have them on. But it'll barely be dark at 9, so you might not even be able to
fall
really
show,
tell.
You'll see them.
Yep. Yep, definitely. So we appreciate you guys coming in. You're welcome to hang around. We'll be back in a little bit, and just after these messages, and we'll talk with Rocker and his. You got what do you have for us? A top 10?
Just talking about cars.
Okay, he was going to talk about his muscle, his favorite muscle cars, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a AMC.
AMX.
Prius.
Prius, yeah. What was that? The Gremlin is what I was trying to think of. These awful cars.
Vega?
That's probably his,
Pacer.
we'll hook him up real good. Nice.
Be back in just a little bit.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Victory Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 7th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 9 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spinning the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 11th from 6 to 9.
And we're back on Insight. And again, it is the Cruise Inn is this Friday, and somehow I got May 11th recorded. So I screwed that up. But that is... the Cruise Inn is this Friday. So, Rocker, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I was going to review my top 10 muscle cars list, and I thought, well, that's probably going to put people to sleep. But on the...
No, it'd make us argue with you.
Well, trying to get it done. Don't get me wrong, I don't know. I'm going to admit right off the bat, I'm not.
So where are you getting these things from? Just making them up?
I had some help from a certain car enthusiast.
Alleged.
Well, I hope he's...
If you're starting off with a 70 Buick, I'm not sure. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of great 70 Buicks, but... One or two. But I can think of 50 cars.
Start with number 10. What do you think?
Number 10. So we got, well, I don't know, this is pretty low on the list if you ask me. But so we got a 70 Plymouth Hemi Cuda at number 10.
Oh, that was a...
Hemi Cuda, I think I'd move that one up.
Rocker. Yeah, that was a heck of a...
That's what I'm talking about right there.
That's all right.
When I thought of this list, I remember doing a classic TV car list not too long, well, a while back, and it bombed, sadly.
It's not too terrible here.
But in this one, I admit I had no knowledge, but that's why I went out and got some help.
I was a boatbar guy. Yeah. So then number 9, if we're ready to go, so we've got a 70 Buick GSX.
Okay, that's now that's a real car.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
So that's the one from Tommy Boy, right? GTX.
Yeah, GTX with a Pontiac, right?
I think.
All right, so we're not going to argue that one too much. It's Buick. It can stay at the bottom of the list, right? So then we got 1970 Ford Mustang Boss 429 at number 8.
It's not a bad one.
Not a bad car.
He didn't put a Shelby Cobra on there. Mustang.
I'm not a Ford guy, so
me either.
I'm okay with this.
But, yeah.
Somebody here.
But that's at least one that's...
Yeah, that's, it deserves to be on someone's list. Yeah, maybe not mine.
Yours are all to be Suburbans.
Straight down. So number 7 here, we got 1969 Camaro 427 ZL1. If you can afford one, it's probably number 1 on your list.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then that's a good...
I'm a Camaro guy, too.
It's a good pick there. So number 6, we've got 68 Dodge. I'm going to assume that means Hemi Dart.
Dodge Dart, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know they made the Dodge Dart. I don't know if they made one as a Hemi, maybe.
I don't remember ever seeing one.
If we could do a resto mod, we could drop a Hellcat motor in it or something. Make it fun. Those little darts. I mean, they're like... I mean,
it's like a Nova, too. There ain't much to it.
Oh, it's like a miniature Cuda, right, in those years somewhere in there. So that's not a bad pick. Maybe a sleeper pick on that one. I think you can make one of those really fun, right? So number 5, we've got 68 Corvette L88.
It's not bad.
Which those would be really rare. That's the big block where they took the exhaust through the rear on those. They instead of doing side pipes, is that right, on the L88, I think?
I think so.
Well, it might have been 66, though. Not 68. I don't remember. It's a Corvette.
Can somebody explain to me what a big block is?
It's a motor.
It's a big motor.
Big motor.
So displacement.
It's this big instead of this big.
Yeah.
So they've tried to put a big motor into a small car.
Yeah. You have to remember, so the Corvettes are all fiberglass, and they're really tiny, so they're super light. So you put a big motor in there, you go fast.
Oops. Real fast.
Too fast. So, all right, number 4, we've got another Corvette. So, a 67 427 Tri-Power. We're getting really specific there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hate it. I drive it. I mean, I'm a fan of Corvettes.
Yeah.
I grew up with a 65 Stingray in the garage.
Nice one.
Pretty. It was pearl white.
Yep.
Excuse me. So, that was 4. So, number 3. Which, if you can find one, you would be a happy man again. So, a Ford Thunderbird 427.
No, I don't make those.
What year?
Look at the Ford guy.
Now. I don't remember.
Make it up, Randy. Well, so we're wrestling on a 65 Thunderbird
Coyote motor,
and we're gonna put a 427 in it, so we go really fast. I'm down with that. That's a good spot for 3. I'll take that.
No.
That was a two passenger, just a.
Yeah, right. 65 would have been. No, 60. It would have been like 57, probably.
57 was last year for
the coupe.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go with the coupes then. Yeah, we'll make it a little older. He didn't give a year, so.
Yep.
And then now we've got for number 2, 63 Chevy Impala with a 409. 211, it says here. I'm not sure what that means.
Not new to that.
Okay.
Maybe that's a phone number you call when it...
I don't know. 211 would be a package or not. I don't know what that would be.
I had the 210s, but those were in the 50s. I don't know what that would be.
Maybe that's what it was supposed to be. Whatever. So, but a 409, I know those are pretty rare. So. Yeah.
And pretty good, but the 63 wasn't anywhere near my favorite body in a Chevy. Yeah.
See, I'm more like...
In the Corvette. But this was an Impala. Yeah.
Impala's going to go back to 61.
You could do like a 60. Was it the 65s that had the hump kind of on the back on the rear quarter? Was that? They always made them into lowriders. It's like a lowrider magazine.
Was 64, 65.
Yeah. More of a swoop than the 60. 64s were kind of ovaled in the other ones. Whatever. So number 1 here, we've got a 1957 Chevy big block. It says.
I was told.
Who did you get this from? They love their big blocks, don't they?
Yes.
He wants to go fast.
A certain former bar owner.
Oh. May have a Monte Carlo and some of those things.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Right. 57 Chevy, though. You can't go wrong with the 57 Chevy, can
no.
you?
Nope.
I mean, you could go really rare and do, like, the 57 Nomad. They didn't make very many of those, if I remember right.
Yep.
I'm looking at you because you're the old one.
My mom had a 55.
Okay.
And
so Randy's got a 55, right? 55 Chevy.
Nomad.
Not a Nomad, though.
Oh, my mom had a 55 Nomad.
Nice.
It was...
See, so dad was always the guy. He's the Suburbans and station wagons. So yep. My addiction comes naturally.
Yeah. Nomad, two-door station wagon. Yep. That doesn't make any sense.
That's why people didn't like Nomads, because they're only two-door.
Yeah. Right. They weren't practical, but they were awesome.
Yep.
Doesn't make them less cool?
No, they're definitely cool.
Yep.
They're just, you just don't want to figure out how to get six kids in a two-door.
To the tailgate. Well,
back then, you just stack them on
that's
top.
That's what the tailgate's just for, throw just crawl in.
Yeah. I mean, for the stories I heard, right, you threw them on the dash or whatever, right?
Yeah, used to lay in the back window
right.
with the sedans.
Randy might know. Back when I was a kid, Dad had a car.
My dad had a car when I was a kid.
I would assume it was the 70s.
My dad had lots of cars.
It was a big old brown boat of a car. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what the make is, but I'm assuming it was something like a off-brand of a Nova. Is that a possible? I mean, it was built like a...
Caprice. I mean, are you talking set? You're talking. 70s.
I'm thinking your dad had bigger cars than a Nova, but I could be mistaken.
It was a small car for a GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was their four doors then?
Because he just talked about the seat in the back where you can lay down literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what.
Some four door Chevelles back then.
Yeah.
Malibus, whatever.
I'm thinking not remembering the car. I'm thinking. I was thinking he had a beige Caprice, but I might be thinking
might have
somebody
been
else.
It.
Caprice would have been a big car.
Yeah,
big
Caprice car. Would be the big Chevy. I was thinking he had a beige Caprice,
that'd
but I might
like
could
Eldorado
be completely thinking.
It was definitely brown.
Totally different person. But
beige sounds better than brown, though.
Yeah, the brown was
tan,
kind of like poop.
Well, I always call it the brown boat because it felt like I was in a boat.
Yeah. Yep.
Could have been what our neighbors used to have, the LTD, the Ford LTD.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I remember my dad having a 59 Chevy four-door and in the 60, and I think probably even the 58 and the 60. One, you open the trunk and you could literally lay down in that trunk. A full size adult could lay down
what
in that
year
trunk.
Is, Eric Feely had a couple of those four door Cadillacs back in the day, like late. I want to say late 70s, early 80s. And he had one for a while.
Oh, I know you can fit three.
Like the Eldorado four doors, and they were just a mile.
You can fit three full kegs in the back of an 86 Buick Regal. Did that a couple
that's
of times.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
in
why.
Theory, in theory,
well, if you're carrying them somewhere, you know, if there's a couple of hundred people, three kegs is just about right.
Two bedroom apartment,
yeah. 10 people from Mexico,
and a long weekend,
yeah,
or a short one.
But as far as memory goes,
yeah.
Which make was the Judge?
Would
that have been on that list?
Pontiac GTO could have been.
GTO should have been on that list.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's one.
Especially someone from that guy. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
There's a couple of them around here. It's like they made them like a tangerine yellow. Yeah. Was it factory color? Man, that thing. There's a couple of them that
that's
are around.
That's one Clint just did for one of your cousins or in-laws or something.
It's a toonie. It would be my
cousin-in-law.
Something like that, yeah.
The only ones I ever knew were the orange, but I've seen it at a couple of car shows, and I think here a different color that was, and they had the sticker from the factory, and it had a different color. I didn't know that they were ever anything but
colors. But that yellow, whatever it is, it tickled my fancy.
That's the main course.
And what I love about the car show is most of these cars, back when we had police officers that weren't very good, they would race up and down the streets Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Do that outside of town?
They would pull up to
When we had that.
We tried to drive through Napa one time.
Yeah, that one's too good. But I would sit on my front steps on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they'd start at the monument and go south on 49 as fast as they could go, and every once in a while they couldn't quite stop in time and get into Rich Wood's yard.
Put that S curve down there, huh?
That kind of
they wouldn't go to the S. They would go past the S curve, still going, and they'd slam on the brakes, and occasionally they'd end up in Rich Wood's yard.
I mean, that goes back to, you know, Randy said earlier how, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning was early back in those days.
Well, yep.
There was a, and so when I grew up, when Dad had the Corvette, his 65 Stingray, it was like you barely touched it. You didn't look at that car wrong when Dad was around, or otherwise he'd smack you upside the head, right? I mean, that was just, it was the cream of the crop, the gem, or whatever you want to call it. But then as I got older and was either paying attention or old enough to hold conversations with Dad and his friends after a few drinks at some of these Christmas parties in the car club, he starts telling all these stories about how he used to race that, and that's like, that was how they used to do that. And I'm like, you used to do what to that car? Like, we can't even breathe on it.
Stories of coming up 49 and jumping the hills and running the headers flat because they're scraping out on the asphalt.
And they used to have out on the Union City Road, they had a quarter mile
marked off. They knew. Out there. Those guys were
and they had people at each of the roads ahead with walkie-talkies, and they knew that it was okay, and they'd take off, and off they go. That happened a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those are good old days, man.
It sounds like it.
can't do any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
It was against the law then, but they kind of enforce it now. So, again, car show this Friday, 6 to 9 on the brick streets. Be there.
Right, yeah, we'd love to see you.
If you have your car, bring it up. If you don't have one, come up and check out the awesome ones that they're going to have here.
Yep.
We'll be back in just a minute or two with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we're going to have Jeff Hobbs on tonight.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.